This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue our study of James, let's do a chapter study of chapter 4. In this study method, you give the chapter a title after reading it over a few times. Then you identify a key verse. After this, you try stating the main theme in one sentence. You can list cross-references that help you to understand what is stated in the chapter. Also list any questions or problems you encounter. Once you've done these, you will be prepared to put what is in the chapter into an outline. Finally, develop some applications to your own life based on what you've discovered. When I did this for James 4, I gave the chapter the title, Being Christian in Your Daily Walk. I chose part of verse 6 as the key verse, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. When I thought of cross-references, I listed Luke 18:1 and John 16:24 to amplify the first three verses. 1 Peter 5:6 through 11 relates to what James says in verses 4 through 12. Matthew 6:25 and 34 puts James' thoughts in verses 13 through 17 into the words of Jesus. When you reflect on what you find in such cross-references, it will help you better understand the portion you are studying. When I read this chapter, the main problem I had was the reference to fights, quarreling, and killing in the opening verses. James is referring to Christians here. This is a tragic picture of conflict in the church. We are supposed to be complementing each other and working together in peace. Now that we've considered these things, we need to organize the information into an outline. I'll share with you what I came up with in our next visit.